It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Today, it's all about cats. In this show, we usually talk about important stuff. Big ideas, new books, politics, culture. But lately, it's come to our attention that what you guys really like, what you actually can't get enough of, isn't big ideas. It's cat videos. Welcome to our first ever and hopefully only show about cats. Beginning with, you guessed it, celebrity cats. The world-famous Nya cat, the inscrutable grumpy cat, the Japanese feline sensation Maru, and of course, keyboard cat, and Henri, le chat noir.
Mon nom est Henri. Je suis un chat noir.
Henri is the creation of filmmaker Will Braden.
J'habitais une vie de luxe. Mes concierges m'emmènent.
I made the first one when I was in film school in 2006. I had an assignment to do a profile of someone, and I procrastinated way too long, and so eventually I didn't have a someone, but I had a cat and a camera. And so I decided I'd make a parody of these sort of old French black and white films that we were watching in class. And that was the genesis of Henri. He's a depressed French existential cat.
Unbelievable as it seems, 20 million people have seen Henri the Cat's videos. And Will Braden is no longer just a guy who makes cat videos. He's the curator of the annual Internet Cat Video Film Festival, held at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. Charles Monroe Kane talked with Will Braden. And if he sounds a little puzzled, that's because until this interview, Charles had never seen a cat video.
So you're kind of a cat video rock star, right?
Well, I would say Henri is. I'm sort of a manager of a rock star.
You're a manager of a rock star. But what's that like as the human being in this equation? Like, are you treated like a celebrity? People want your autographs and stuff?
Well, I mean, Henri has a book out, and so I do a lot of book signings. He obviously doesn't sign the books himself. No. And he doesn't travel at all. He just stays here in Seattle. For me, it's sort of like I've been at events where there are literally events honoring Henri, and I'm walking around and nobody has any idea who I am. And people sometimes get a photo with me, and I always wonder why, because I don't have the cat with me. It's like, oh, there's Denzel Washington's dentist. Like, let me get a photo. If you have to explain who the person in the photo is, yeah, you shouldn't get a photo.
You shouldn't get a photo of the autograph. Who's this guy?
No, yeah, I'm happy to be someone in the background and let the cat be famous.
The thing that I found really interesting is reading about you and your cat. This isn't even your cat.
Well, it feels like he's my cat. I see him all the time, but he actually lives with a close family member. But he's just a few minutes away from me. I was there when we got him as a kid, and he's pseudo been my cat for my whole life. So,
from watching some of those videos, he seems like I'm on my own kind of cat. Like, he wants to be on his own. Yeah, definitely.
That's part of what makes the character work, is that he really has this sort of imperious stare about him that you can kind of project whatever you want onto it. Once you do the French and the music and the black and white, you really buy him as the character. Whereas if you just saw the raw footage, it's just a cat sort of looking off into the distance, as they do.
Do you do this for a living? Like, do you pay the rent with this?
Yeah, it is funny because before all of this started, I was doing video work still. I was doing wedding videos and sort of local commercials and stuff like that. So I was sort of a camera for hire. So there wasn't this one big moment where I went into my cubicle drone job and slapped my resignation down on the table. That would have been a little more
take
dramatic.
This job and shove it. I'm a cat
video.
Yeah,
I got
man
cat
now.
Money now. I'm out. No, it just was I gradually did less and less other work, and it's a living.
Now, I don't know what your friends are like, but I'm just wondering if you're going out for beers and you're sitting around, like, was there a point your friends were like, just started teasing you about the fact that you're like the cat guy?
No, everyone was dubious about it at first. When I first started doing less other work and saying, like, this is kind of starting to pay the bills, everyone was like, yeah, right. Well, we'll see when that wave hits the shore, you know. But it's more interesting when I meet people that I don't know. Because when people say, what do you do? What am I supposed to say? If I say, oh, I'm an author and a filmmaker. Oh, well, what have I seen anything you've done? Let me ask you this. Do you watch cats on the internet? So I can't sort of overrepresent it. But then if I just say I make cat videos, people go, what?
Yeah, right. They walk away.
I actually have a business card. On one side, it has all of my info. On the other side, literally just says, I make cat videos and nothing else.
I'm curious. So you create cat videos for this film festival. And I know there are a lot of people out right now who got their ears close to the radio because they want to know what makes a good cat video.
Right.
So what makes a good cat video?
Right. Well, I can tell you, as the person that is sort of making the choices of what makes the cut, there are some guidelines I found that really help your chances. The biggest one is it can't be too long. We're trying to get 100 videos in about 70, 75 minutes. So if you have a 15-minute opus, you know, with a long Martin Scorsese tracking shot of your cat, it's not going to make the cut,
okay.
No matter how great it is.
No apocalypse.
Brevity is good.
Your brevity is good.
Yeah. Another thing is try not to force your cat into something just because you think you have a great idea. Try to have the idea come from something funny your cat does or something unique about your cat. I see a lot of sort of forced, this cat doesn't want to be doing this kind of stuff. And I would say the last thing is, and this is, I think, advice for anybody that wants to go viral with anything, is try to keep the biggest reveal or the biggest laugh or the slip and fall or whatever it is right at the end of the video. Because that's when people will, in their brain, be thinking, I got to send this to so-and-so.
Got
to
share.
They'll love this.
What are these festivals like? I know they're huge. Like, are people cheering? Are people bringing their cats?
Yeah.
Are they hugging each other? What's it like?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is I don't think a lot of people would be faulted for thinking that it's just a bunch of crazy cat ladies.
Exactly what I thought it was.
I know. That's what a lot of people are. But it's funny because when you think about it, this is something that appeals to a lot of different people. It's G-rated. It's very sort of fun and kind of joyous. Because it really is. I mean, what was the last time you saw a movie or went to a concert that you thought, oh, this will appeal to my 6-year-old daughter and my 60-year-old father? It just doesn't happen. But
right.
This is something like that. And the best part about it is we really encourage people to come and enjoy this, not sort of in an ironic, detached way, but just if you like cat videos, don't be ashamed to just come and enjoy it and enjoy yourself. You don't have to say, oh, I'm kind of here as a joke or whatever. It's very hard to be standing next to 10,000 other people all laughing and enjoying the same thing and feel embarrassed by it.
You know, we're talking about your success, which actually I find really fascinating. But the whole thing is completely predicated not on you, but on a cat. How do you feel about that? It's really predicated on this animal that doesn't even have a choice in it.
Well, it is funny because I have to remind myself a couple times that he doesn't understand any of this. This is all just on me. And so there's been plenty of times when I had the opportunity to do something, but I would have had to travel with him, and I just have to say no. Because even really cool opportunities, a couple big shows in LA that wanted to have me and Henri on there, but he would just hate it. And I'd be sitting on the plane and he'd be freaking out, and that's when it would hit me, like, he's not enjoying this as a cat celebrity. He doesn't know what a cat celebrity is. He would just be going, why am I on this huge, loud machine? Why am I not at home? So, and not to mention, what if he got on the stage and he was scratching at me, or, you know, he whizzed on the carpet in front of 10 million people? It would kind of ruin the mystique of the character, you know, as a philosopher. So I have to remind myself, he is just a cat. He's not actually the character.
Well, would you mind, for our listeners, I mean, public radio people own cats, I think. Would you mind saying something to our listeners, for Henri to say something to our listeners?
I mean, I would say Henri's message is probably rise up against your imperialist dictators. Free your minds. You know, he's definitely for cats' rights over human rights.
Will Braden is the creator of Henri Le Chat Noir and curator of the Walker Art Center's annual Internet Cat Video Film Festival, which, by the way, is open for submissions.